Journalist and bookseller Tom Wills is the newest member of the North Fork Mosquito Abatement Board, which he characterizes as a moderate science-based panel that straddles the gap between the old spray-every-week regime and the nothing-but-larvicide faction. Although he's only been on the board for 2 months, Wills is a veteran of the Hotchkiss Town Council, where he served 10 years, and he's a realist when it comes to politics.
I mean, by mid-season, I think everyone's going to be mad at us. We'll do what has to be done. I mean, you're not going to see a truck drive by your house once a week. No, that isn't going to happen again. But, you know, if you live in Pumpkin Hollow or someplace like that, you know, down there along the river, Pumpkin Hollow, and right across from that is Volunteer Park area in there where you're seeing mosquitoes right now. I mean, those areas, they will probably get sprayed once or twice. And before major events, you'll probably see us spray before cherry days and before the county fair. If West Nile is present and the health department tells us you need to do this.
The board has about $100,000 to take care of the mosquitoes this year. The amount is set by voters in the district as a percentage of property tax. 2 years ago, the North Fork voted down an increase. But Wills says the board can't really accomplish its mandate of mitigation without at least another $100,000.
We do integrated pest management. And that's defined as you start out by saying, by doing public information, you tell people, don't leave your tepid bird bath sitting out there. You know, change the water once in a while. Don't leave your dog dish full of water outside for a week at a time. You know, clean your gutters, all this sort of stuff, you know. And to farmers about how do they get help with putting in a drip irrigation instead of flood irrigation. It would be nice to have a full-time mitigation expert on our staff that could go and spend all his day working with farmers. And that would be the most effective thing that we could do. Because 99.9% of the mosquitoes here, most of them come from the fields, you know. Because we're an irrigated valley. But that would be the biggest thing, is if we could do a really super effective mitigation program. And that's what we ought to aim at.
Wills is completing a strategic plan. In the meantime, the district has purchased new equipment that allows them to detect West Nile carrying mosquitoes within 90 minutes, rather than waiting 10 days for health department response.
And we could send the larvicide guys out the next day. And that also keeps us from saying, oh my God, you know, 10 days ago. I mean, that's where the pressure to spray comes in, because you don't know where it is. Let's just spray the whole town.
Culex mosquitoes carry West Nile, but the more common mosquitoes here, Aedes, could carry something just as bad.
Dengue fever's in southern Texas right now. It moved up from Mexico. And that's one of those things about global warming or climate change. If we get longer seasons and warmer winters and things, we might have dengue fever here. We have the vectors to carry that. I guess my point is you can't just ignore mosquitoes. It's a health risk, and it's getting to be a worse health risk. And climate change is a real part of that. I mean, we'll see things that we didn't see before, and we need to be able to deal with them.
For ICChange@thealmanac.org and for KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin, emptying my birdbath now.